Dictation of Roberto Herrera, Roberto Herrera. Date of birth is 8/28/1961. Date of injury is 11/5/2025. Date of service is 12/3/2025. Robert Herrera comes with a brief complaint of pain in the area of the chest, both shoulders, both arms, neck area, and lower back area. He attributes all of the symptoms to an accident that happened on 11/5/2025. The details of the accident are as follows. Mr. Roberto Herrera was traveling as a restaurant driver of a Silverado 2013 alone at 6 p.m. on 11/5/2025 on I-94 near Gray Shirt area. He was driving on a left lane going on I-94 west to go reach to the River Rouge all the way, 30-40 miles away. The other driver was on the right lane and turned U-turn on the freeway, covering all the three lanes and hitting him on a front passenger side. At 60 miles an hour, he was also traveling at 60 miles. Both cars were at 60 miles or so. He was wearing a seatbelt, airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. There was no hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Patient was taken to the emergency room at Henry Ford Hospital. CT scan were done for brain and neck and were found negative, and the patient was discharged. The patient reported that the front hood, front axle, front light are all damaged. Engine is damaged. Transmission is damaged. Windows of the car are not damaged. Windshields are not damaged. Inside, everything looked okay. No damage to seat belt, headrest, or steering wheel, or dead body reported. There was, regarding the injuries, patient hit his head into the front and some whiplash injury, but there was no laceration, fracture, contusion, except for chest that got injured from the seat belt. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches, which is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are located to the front, back, right temple. They are constant and they are not sensitive to the light or noise. No nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. There is associated symptoms, TBI, is dizziness, vertigo, and loss of balance. Other than that, patient has pain in the right TMJ, but denies other symptoms like there is no ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness. There is no disorientation, confusion, no lack of focus or lack of concentration. There is no nausea, vomiting, no blood vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. No taste problem or smell problem. Patient further has some lightheadedness, any reports of some tingling and numbness in the area of right arm up to the wrist and left upper arm up to the elbow, which is constant. He can move his shoulder to normal range of motion, so the shoulders are not injured, and he can he describes that his pains are constant and they are described as sharp. 5 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 7. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved with lying down. So far, patient has problem with walking and sitting and traveling. He is not working. His ADLs are affected. Reports of MRI CT scan been done at the hospital. He reports of vertigo and some dizziness whenever he bends down. So far, he has had no doctor or physical therapy or chiropractic treatment or medications. Kindly review the record for system review. Our surgical history. Allergies history. Family history. Relationship status. Employment. Disability. Legal. As well as personal history. Please review the ADLs. As well as the diagnosis page. Physical examination. The patient is a 64-year-old Latino guy from Guatemala. 5 feet 6 inches is the height. Weight is 170. Temperature 98.7. Patient has blood pressure of 164 over 115. Pulse 62. Pulse ox is 100. Temperature 97. And respiratory rate is 17. Patient is alert oriented, operative, conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, level chylomicae, no acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain cases. I notice patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic and has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well, mobile, independent without using any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam will come from the template. In the skin, please mention a scar 8-inch long midline in the abdomen that was done for a complicated surgery of bursted appendix. Also, there is a 12-inch scar across horizontal by the umbilicus for the same surgery. Neurological examination is found normal, musculature examination. Patient has a severe spasm of the entire neck bilaterally with severely restricted movements. There is a spasm of the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum muscle with multiple trigger points. And there is a paravertebral muscle spasm from T6 to L5 bilaterally. Both the SI joints are tender. TMJ is tender. Rest of the muscles are okay. On musculoskeletal examination, cervical spine, inspection palpations from the temperate spine tenderness is located from C6-7 and T1 and L1 to L5 and S1 is tender. The SI joints bilaterally are tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm goes from T6 to L5, hypertonicity of 2 plus, range of motion. Cervical spine is 30, tension is 35, bilateral rotation is 25, bilateral side flexion is 25, bilateral rotation is 40. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, tension 10, bilateral rotation 15, bilateral side flexion is 15. Manoeuvres to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The cervical spine Hoffman sign was negative, Sperling sign was positive. Lumbar test was positive. Proto-Hart test positive. Distraction test was positive. For a six spine Bruce test was negative. Lumb test was negative. Lumbar spine, straight leg raise test is positive at 30 degrees. PLR is positive. And CAMP test is positive. Babinski sign was negative. Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral SI joint. I found tender with a negative standing flexion test, negative iliac compression test, negative distraction test. Weber test is positive bilaterally. Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. The extremities examinations. On examination of the extremities, both shoulders, both elbows and wrist and hand are completely normal. Same is true for both hips, both knees and feet and ankle are all normal. Please use the template to write back. There was some pain in the chest, but it's a dull pain. No fractures or adding required in the chest exam. And chest expansion is normal. No signs of any pneumothorax. And there is no crepitations or trouble breathing. Breath sounds are completely normal. See the diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. The patient has been advised to begin physical therapy at 3 times a week to the affected area of neck, mid-back, and lower back, and both SI joints, traction massage, echo therapy. Patient is ordered off work, housework replacement, and transportation. Patient is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory effect, a level 50 milligram for GERD sleep, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, Lidocaine gel 5% 100 gram to apply to the chest for pain relief. Ortoram was provided 50 mg every 8 hours for further pain relief. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is ordered without contrast. Non-pharmacological modalities. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records. Well, we are going to order the record release from Henry Ford. Interventional pain procedure, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Investigations, as we said, cervical spine and lumbar spine MRIs are ordered. DMEs. The patient was not provided with any DME today. Accidentally, he will be provided with back brace dance unit on his next visit. Education is yes, weightless program not warranted. Follow visit 15 days, direct contact yes. Thank you.